Proclamation number 3689 of 17th of February, 1946. Urgency and blessing of activity for the kingdom of God. And everything you do for my glory, for the spreading of my teaching and the glorification of my name, will be blessed insofar as that it will not remain without impression on the still weak but not entirely hardened souls, and the smallest success signifies an escape of the souls from the enemy and a step closer to me. And although you will mostly be rejected, although scorn and ridicule will be your share, individual souls will nevertheless find their way to me. They will be lifted up by your strength of faith. They will strive to emulate you. They will take my word to heart which is conveyed to them through you. And they will also feel its strength in themselves. For I will help wherever I discover even the slightest will turn towards me. Your activity on earth will not be in vain, even if it seems so, for the word, which is planted as a seed in the seemingly dead soil, can take root in due course if the events, the earthly adversity, flow into the human being such that he no longer knows any other way out than to approach the one for help who previously made himself known to him in the word. And then your work was not in vain. On my behalf you shall be active on earth in the last time before the end. And when I give you, my servants, this commission you can also always be assured that I will not assign you any unsuccessful work, for the Lord knows about the blessing of his servants' work and in his wisdom he does not let them carry out work which is without any success. You should not worry about it and believe that you work uselessly, for I myself work through you and I truly still draw sheep to myself, for my voice is recognized as that of the shepherd, even if only by a few. Yet for the sake of the few I send you forth to bring them salvation, because every soul is exceedingly dear to me and I would like to save it from another earthly journey through the whole of creation. Moreover, even the hardened ones shall still be given the opportunity to find me, for as long as the earth exists it shall serve the spiritual's ascent development. Thus the spiritual, which is embodied as a human being, must also be given the opportunity to find and recognize me. In the end this can only happen through the transmission of my word, which is to be made accessible to them through you so that they cannot say that they've been unjustly condemned on the day of judgment. For only when they completely reject me and declare war on me and my servants will the hour have come when their measure is full and they're ripe for a new banishment on the new earth. They must have reached the deepest depth of free will before I end their earthly course. Before I reshape the earth itself in its creations because it no longer corresponds to its purpose. And therefore your activity for my kingdom is absolutely necessary, for there must be people who announce to their fellow human beings on my behalf what is about to happen to earth, who speak what I put into their mouths so that every person can mentally deal with it and make use of what he hears. But I do not force the will. But you shall be diligently active and I will bless you. I will be with you with my grace and strength until the end and introduce you into my kingdom, for a right servant is also worthy of his reward. Amen.